That's when actually I realized that as a South Africa or CA at the time, we were just being hard on ourselves because you go to advanced countries, like countries that you think that they must be miles ahead. Like at the time, USA, like FAA, they had absolutely nothing. They had no clue what they were doing. Europe, all European countries, you know, they had no clue what they were doing. And some countries, they had, you know, means and plans to get around, you know, responding to industry requests to say we need to operate drones. The only country that had a formal document that I can put that actually there were two was Australia and then UK. Those were the only two countries which had some formal document that you can read and then make sense out of it. And then for me, then I remember I then went back to my superiors at the time. I was like, you know what? We're not even going to wait until anyone has done anything. We're not going to wait until Europe or America or so and so has done anything. We're going to do it ourselves. You know, and I remember I said that in the meeting, they said, we are actually going to do this ourselves. We are going to be trendsetters here. And that's how it started.
South Africa was one of the pioneering countries to draft and implement drone legislation for commercial operations. The South African Civil Aviation Authority, along with the industry, initiated the process of creating rules that will govern the operations of drones in a regulated environment. And so, in 2015, Part 101 was born. 5 years later, the South African market is not ready to use drone technology on a large scale. The technology service providers are yet to pass the chasm. A drone accelerator program, the very first on the African continent, is equipping startups with the skills to access the market and get drone technology adopted in all sectors, if not most.
What drones still need to do, still needs to cross the chasm from early market to mainstream market. Okay. We have yet to do that in key sectors of our economy, like mining, construction, security, deliveries. You know, so we have. If you look at it, and the rate at which drone technology is being adopted, it can only mean we've just entered the 2020s, and already we are seeing things that we thought they're going to go mainstream in 2025 and so on, but they are happening now. Drone deliveries are fast becoming a necessity.
Hey everybody! Welcome to Launch, a African Drone Show. My name is Gift Kadima and I am your host. I am here to share some of the great drone stories happening in Africa and explore what the drone industry holds for Africa and her people. This is the very first season, and in this episode we'll be uncovering the South African drone landscape, looking at yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let us launch!